Attention, terrorists. Hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right, show. We are now in day 10. Yep, never had this before. We're seeing things we've never seen before. That fascinates me. Not in the national memory, anyway. 10 days in a row. This is the 10th day. We've just hit another all-time high gas price this morning. Woke up to that. Just like the day before and the day before that and the day before that and the day before that. This is the 10th day in a row of historically record high gas prices that we have never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have JPMorgan Chase, they are renowned. They're an investment firm, obviously. And they are renowned for their research arm. I mean, world renowned for their research arm. They take on investment issues. Obviously, everybody who's into investing scours everything that they say and predict. And they've even branched into doing things like, you know, COVID and how will it spread throughout the world. I mean, they're that good at what they do. I don't agree with their leaders on a lot of stuff politically, but I'm always interested in what they're predicting. And for them to come out and say, well, what your humble host has been saying since the fall, but that's okay. About where we're going. I mean, they're saying $5 a gallon gas by June. I mean, I have been saying that since September, and I'm not a financial prognosticator. That's out there. It's in our Fed reports. Not hard to figure it out. You want to know things like this? I'd like to you to think I'm real smart. I'm not. I just read Breitbart. And they put the links to the report, so I now know where to get them. I just go read them. I mean, it's out there for anybody who wants to know where this country is going. And I know that's been a theme on the show, Lee. But my point in saying that is not just that I'm great at figuring out what's going on. I am, because I read much smarter people than me. But if I can do that, and I'm a mom who does a talk show as a hobby, why aren't they telling you that on the TV? Why does this have to come as a shock to us? I told you in December, we're going into a recession. We're going to have negative growth in the first quarter. How did I know? I got a crystal ball. No, I read the Fed report. It's out there. I mean, that's where our data comes from, when you get these big data numbers at the national level. So what is the deal here? The point of me telling you this is, we know, Lee, 5 months, 6 months, 8 months, 9 months, where the decisions we're making now are gonna land us as a country. And instead, what we do is absolute, total and complete denial while we have time to fix it. And then we get here and it's a crisis. This is how this country operates. This country is not going to survive this. We're not. I mean, if I was able to figure out in September, we're going to $5 a gallon gas by June. Now, I haven't nailed that one yet. We still have like a little, you know, half a month left. Something could happen. But, you know, $6.20 for a gallon of gasoline, Lee, on average by August. JPMorgan Chase.
Yep.
Okay, so here's what JPMorgan Chase and the others do. They know this stuff is coming 6 months, 9 months, a year out like I do, because they read the same reports and they're way smarter than I'll ever be. But they just don't tell you. They don't say it. Unless there's a Republican in office, then it's Katie, bar the door. Let's try to talk this economy down and get us into recession. No one is dealing honestly with the American people. No one is telling them the truth. Everything is an illusion right now, and it's incredibly frustrating. And when you have JPMorgan Chase saying, hey, we're going to $6.20 by August, then you know what? Barring some sort of major, you know, world catastrophe that I can't see, kind of some new strain of COVID or something that's more deadly, or I don't know, whatever. I mean, we're going to $6.20 by August. Think about this, Lee. That is for a gallon of regular gasoline, okay? That's not diesel.
Right, which usually is about $1 to $1.50, somewhere in that range, higher than regular unleaded.
Diesel moves our fuel. Diesel moves
food.
Our food. Your toilet paper. How you feel about toilet paper? You kind of developed a love for toilet paper during COVID. Yeah, it moves that too. So I mean, you're looking at these numbers and looking at the. But we are going to be looking back by August to when things were $4.50. You know, I'm seeing here in South Carolina, what's it, around $4.19, $4.20, something like that right now, a little below the national average. We're going to be looking back at that in August and going, gosh, we wish we could get back there. And that's where we are. I mean, honestly, at this point, the conversation we should be having as a country, and we would be having if this was a Republican in office, this would never happen under a Republican.
No.
It literally wouldn't, because of the Democrats' policies. We'd be talking, having the honest conversation about how are single mothers going to live? How are they going to feed their kids?
Yeah.
Or single dads?
Right.
How or grandparents raising kids. Mm-hmm. How is this going to happen right now? But in this country, we are so dysfunctionally, we can't even have an honest conversation about what's causing it. Until we can do that, we're powerless. We can't stop it.
Well, and I'm going to look a little bit further down the road here. Okay, so we've got record high inflation. We've got record high gas prices. We're going to be looking at, you know, tax increases. That's what's going to be going on. Biden administration's already talking about that. It's just a question of who and how much.
That'll make it much worse. It's going to make it worse.
What is going to happen is that you're going to have two income households saying, between the rising cost of daycare, the rising cost of fuel, the higher taxes, why work? Why is one of us working? Might as well stay here with the kids. Okay, what does that mean? That means that less money is spent in the economy for childcare, for fuel, for other things, and you can't afford to go out to eat anymore. So where is that going to head for the economy? Further inflation, and a deepening recession.
And we know, because remarkably, oddly, the entire Obama economic team, which spent years lying to us. I mean, if you saw Ben Bernanke on TV, he was flat out lying to you. I mean, he was telling you, I used to do the Ben Bernanke report every day, and I would laugh at him on the air. And he'd say, mortgage-backed securities crash. That's not coming. That's just a conspiracy theory. He literally was saying that the day before the crash was announced. Okay, so it's Ben Bernanke. Ben Bernanke is out there now saying, yeah, we're heading to stagflation. It's a done deal. Okay. So if he's saying we're headed for stagflation, he means the truth is like somewhere between economic collapse and nuclear war, right? That's Ben Bernanke.
Yeah.
So that's where we are. I mean, as a country, we're not dealing honestly with what caused this. We're not honestly discussing it.
No.
And that means we can't prepare for it. And that's why I spend so much time telling you, hey, I knew this 6 months ago. Because if I knew it, they knew it. And we will not prepare. We will not do it. I mean, in the fall, I was talking about, hey, you know, we're about to have a grain shortage. We're going to, anybody care about a grain shortage? It's like, you know, we should do something about it. Nope, nobody cares. And so we have no national plan about that. Then the riots started, the food riots in Guatemala. Then we moved to food riots in Sri Lanka. Now we have food riots in Iran. It's beginning to spread. Meanwhile, Lee, we learn overnight, China has 69% of the world's grain stores stored in China right now. Do you know what that's going to do to food prices?
Well, speaking of that, did you notice yesterday there was reports that the Fed and the International Monetary Fund are talking about how to manage the coming food crisis?
Lee, we manage. Okay, manage. What, like they're managing the baby formula crisis?
Right.
I mean, like that.
Yeah. And like they're managing the fuel situation.
Right,
and
like that.
Managing the war in Ukraine and managing the pandemic and managing anything else that we want to imagine.
Because I got to tell you, I mean, again, I talked about this in the fall. We knew this was coming. We had plenty of time for a national food plan. Plenty of time for that. In the fall, and at some point, you start to go, they want this. They must want it, but it can't be this, corrupt and inept. Maybe they are. But you look at China right now, 69% of the world's grain supply is sitting in their warehouses. Right now. And this is not, and this is being reported like yesterday, right? Yesterday, the day before. Like, wow, that's shocking. No, it's not. They told us what they were doing in the fall. We had plenty of time to plant more. We had plenty of time to shift our national policy to, hey, you know what? Let's not grow corn this year for biofuel. Let's go ahead and grow food because we're going to need it to keep prices down, right? The world is going to need it. We're going to be able to get a premium for it. Let's just shift our way of doing it just for a year. Nope. Cannot, no can do. But then again, last fall, we knew all about the baby formula crisis. We knew that was coming. Director of Health and Human Services admitted on CNN yesterday. Did we do anything? No. So, I mean, what this is as sad as this is, the Chinese have competent leadership. They have leadership that is as horrible as it is human rights-wise, that is at least pro-China and pro-Chinese people when they're not killing them. Like, they're going to actually try to feed them. You know what I mean? Like, that is not something you get here. You got the U.S. Let's get this headline. U.S. Department of Agriculture says China has 69% of the world grain reserves and warehouses. They have since this fall, morons. Wow, how are we going to manage this? Don't know. Too late.
Terraists want it. Hear the Terra Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.